Hey guys, it's Taylor Gray, Ezra Bridger from Star Wars Rebels, and you're listening to the Carbonite Crew Podcast. May the Force be with you, always. Spectre 6, out.
Hey kid, I'm putting together a crew.
Welcome back, guys. This is our first episode for our Clone Wars review. The final season of Clone Wars has begun.
Oof.
It's the final season. It's here. It's upon us.
Yeah, it is.
And this is it. All right. So episode one of the final season of the Clone Wars is called The Bad Batch. And, well, we get introduced to just that. The Bad Batch.
Probably the coolest clone squadron to ever existed. I'm going to just come out and say it.
Okay, so that was going to be my first question, actually, was what did you think? So you liked them a lot.
I liked them. I thought it was cool seeing sort of like a Republic Commando-esque group, but they don't exactly fit in with the rest of the clones. Like, they do things their own way, and I really thought that was cool to see.
Yeah, I thought they were super neat how, like, you could still see obviously that they're all clones, but they all look so unique.
Yeah, they've got their own thing going on. Like the leader's got his kind of like Rambo tracking.
Oh, I loved his little Rambo look.
It really makes me wonder. I thought about this when they were talking about him being able to track anything and feel like electromagnetic waves. Like, how would him and Quinlan Vos get along, you know?
Ooh, yeah. Maybe that's something they're going to explore as well. You know?
I would love to see that.
I mean, who knows? I mean, we have Project Luminous on the horizon in just a few hours.
Yeah. Yep.
So I don't know. We might have to. Who knows what we're gonna get with that?
We're gonna see. Hopefully, it's something good.
I'm guessing it's books, by the way, since we're on that topic. That's what I've gathered.
From what I've heard, it's like a transmedia project. So I'm guessing books and comic books. If I had to venture a guess, probably tying into something bigger. Maybe I don't know. Maybe a game. Maybe a show.
I definitely feel like there's got to be something bigger because they're putting so much emphasis on this big reveal that.
Well, and here's the thing. I could easily see, like, if they are actually going to go into Luminous being, like, the High Republic. So, what, 200 to 400 years before the prequels?
Mm-hmm.
And they've already done things to start building it up. I don't know if you saw, but, like, a couple of the Kylo Ren comics where he's adventuring with Luke when he's younger. There's a whole thing where they go and discover this Jedi vault, basically, in the Outer Rim, and Luke talks about how things in there are from the time of the High Republic. So that's actually been name dropped already in
Okay.
Canon.
And that would definitely, you know, tie in with, you know, the rumors that these new trilogies are going to be set in the Old Republic.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would like to see another show, cuz you think about it, like, this is the final season of Resistance.
Yeah.
And the Clone Wars is going to be over after May, you know, which sucks, but it is what it is.
Yeah, they almost have to do something because they've had something, you know, almost every year since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every year.
I mean, I'm sure you've seen the rumors. I mean, anyone can make a Star Wars rumor and get publicity about it these days, so I don't put too much stock in things until they're officially announced. But I know there was some talk a few weeks back about, like, a Rebels sequel series dealing with kind of Ahsoka and Sabine.
I remember seeing that a few months ago, and I know we never really talked about it, but I think that would be something we'd all love to see. But in my opinion, as much as I would love to see it, if we're going to start focusing on Old Republic stuff, why would we want to do that, you know?
Right,
Because I think that's been my big issue with this whole Disney launch of Star Wars for the past 6 years is that's fine and everything you love is fine, but, you know, let's stick to one time period. That's been my big issues. One time period.
Right. And we've talked about that just with how much Solo and Rogue One jumped around.
Yeah, exactly. I think, and everyone loves Rogue One, and everyone likes Solo. I think they would love it that much more if it would have come out with these other stories, you know, and
absolutely. Yeah, the other thing I could see Luminous leading into would be Jedi Fallen Order sequel. I know you haven't played the game, but the ending of it really leaves sort of what he's up to very up in the air. It's not any kind of definite thing. You know, the story happens, the ending happens how it does. Again, I'm not going to give any details of it. But he's very much still alive and out there during that time period. So, I mean, with how, like, dungeon delvey and going through all those ruins the first game was, I mean, it would be cool to see him kind of become, I don't know, like a Jedi archaeologist, you know?
That would be super dope.
Like Jedi Indiana Jones trying to preserve what he can of, you know, that time.
Ooh, I like it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I do need to play those games. Where does the game leave off? Like, what time period or what year, I guess, if I know part of the specific.
I don't know. It's the game itself is pretty sparse with what year, but let me see if I can find anything online. Oh, you know what? It does actually say.
It does give us specific year.
Yeah, yeah. So it takes place 5 years after Order 66.
Okay, so we're still pretty... Okay.
Yeah, which places it at 14 BBY.
A lot of things to play with there.
Plenty of time in there, you know.
Yeah, there's just so much. I think that's probably one of the most, if not the richest little part of Star Wars we've yet to really delve into. I mean, other than before The Phantom Menace and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta save it.
Yeah, and I mean...
Star Wars is going to go on forever.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, we talk about how it would have been better if, you know, Disney had focused on one time period instead of doing the sequels and these little side stories. But really, in a lot of their media, especially like games and animation, like they really have focused in the like that 20 years between the prequels and the originals in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got Solo, you've got Rebels, you even got Rogue One. Technically that's in the same period. You know, you do have, if I were to sit down and someone were to ask me like, what time period is Disney focused on? I wouldn't say the sequels because I mean, yeah, you've got three movies and they're things, but they put out more media in the interquel period with the Empire building up than they have even the sequel area.
I totally agree. And I think maybe that it might not be, but maybe that's one of the reasons the sequel trilogy didn't do as well is because we're getting all this fantastic content from this middle area that, like myself, I just want to know so much about that. Give me more Ahsoka. Give me more Ezra, Thrawn, all of that.
There's so much stuff.
What was that?
This is, granted, there's a lot of stuff taking place during the sequel trilogy, but it feels so disconnected from the rest of Star Wars.
Whereas
everything they're doing in like the Jedi Fallen Era, Solo, like Rebels era, that all feels interconnected because you know what happened directly before it, you know what happens after it. It's just a solid place, and I'm pretty happy with how Disney has. They've put things in there that are new and exciting and fresh, but they did it in a way that doesn't diminish what came before or what came after.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I 100% agree.
But yeah, but this is a Clone Wars episode.
But
so
yeah,
let's talk about
talk about episode one of season seven. I've
already said what I think of the Bad Batch. Did you enjoy it? Did you like the Clone Squadron?
I thought they were very interesting. I definitely liked the unique look. They all kind of had their own voices, you know. They was the same root voice, right? And but they all kind of had their little style. It went with their character. I like Tech. I love his little look, his nerdy little look, but it was super cool seeing him still, you know, charge the Citadel with the other clone and just like blast people as he's being all nerdy and stuff.
Right.
Like still be this total soldier
because
that's what he is and that's what he was made for. I made a little note. Let me find it. It was super cool.
Who was your favorite out of the Bad Batch?
I'm still trying to decide. I mean, Tech was pretty cool. I love the Rambo dude. I can't remember his name. There's one of the... I can't remember their specific names. One of their helmets, because all their helmets were unique, which was super cool, too.
Yeah.
So, like, all the clone helmets usually are unique, like Rex and whatever. Like, they have their designs, but all their helmets were, like, just unique. Like, they, like, even Tech's, like, looked nerdy. You know, his helmet.
Yeah, definitely.
But there was one of the troopers, his helmet was very reminiscent, at least in my opinion, to a regulation original Stormtrooper helmet. Like,
yeah, it's, which one is he?
I can't.
It's the leader, Hunter.
Is it him, the Rambo guy? Was
yeah,
it him?
Yeah.
I think it was him. I'm so mad I can't remember his name.
Yeah, the helmet design itself looks almost identical to a Imperial Era Stormtrooper helmet. He's got his own, like, markings and stuff on it, obviously. But
And I loved that. I was like, cool. Like, it's just those little things tying in, because we're getting closer, you know, to the Stormtroopers and all that. And who is your favorite?
I really like Crosshair. The edgy sniper archetype is fun for me. He was pretty cool. I liked how he was the one that immediately picks a fight with the rest of the regular clones. Like,
Wrecker is the guy's name, by the way.
Yeah, Wrecker.
Wrecker, Crosshair, Tech. I just love their names. Yeah. I love that clones have, like, nicknames. It's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. So what did you think about the enhanced animation? Did you really notice it?
Personally, I noticed it right off the bat. I think that's maybe because I came right off of watching a few of the Clone Wars episodes beforehand.
That makes sense, yeah.
It's a lot sharper. It's still true to the original. Like, if you were... I don't think you would really notice, maybe, if you didn't know. But, I mean, I knew going into this, so I noticed it.
Sure.
I like the sharpness of it. It's a little clearer. The color's a little there. But it is a little different. Not that I mind it. What did you think?
I really liked it. One of the things I noticed immediately, I'm sure you got it as well, were the character redesigns a little bit when it came to Anakin and Mace at the very beginning of the episode.
Yes.
I mean, all of the clones looked pretty similar because, you know, it's just a suit of armor, really. But, like, seeing Anakin sporting what's a lot closer to his Revenge of the Sith look, I even noticed, like, their outfits looked a little more cloth-textured, I guess. I don't know how to put that, like, you know, before you got textures. But I don't know, it looked better.
Yeah, and I'm sure that has a lot to do with just the technology in, you know, the last 8 years.
One thing I noticed immediately, too, is Anakin's actually wearing his Jedi robes in this episode, not his, like, clone armor that he usually wears.
Yeah, I think we're definitely getting to that part of the, because we're getting so close to... they didn't really give a specific time for this episode, I don't believe.
No, I don't think so either, but once we get a little bit closer...
I love the little, the laser blade they have.
Mm-hmm.
Very reminiscent of the one, if not the same style as the one Voss had in Solo.
Yeah, I think it's actually like some sort of electrified vibro knife.
It's super cool. I loved seeing them, like, just stab and take down droids with them.
Right.
It was like, okay.
Yeah, watching them work was very impressive.
They lifted the gunship off. They were definitely a unique set of clones, obviously. They're obviously called the Bad Batch because they are enhanced. Something's been altered with their genetic code, it seems like, to give them certain abilities, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the way I took it, correct me if I'm wrong, the way I took it was that they didn't turn out regulation, but they're not like, what's his name? The maintenance clone.
Zero?
Yeah, they're not like him in that, I mean, they are like him because they're defective, they're not up to regulatory specs, but at the same time, their mutations and their differences make them more beneficial than detrimental. So that's the way I took it. I didn't necessarily see it as, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I just missed it.
I took it as, like, they were purposely made that way.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, I guess the name goes more along with your train of thought, with they're just the Bad Batch.
Right. Well, I mean, bad can have a double meaning, too, you know?
See,
they're bad to the bone, as opposed to...
I don't know a lot about this group, Squadron 99, the Bad Batch, whatever you want to call them. And maybe you do, but mm-hmm. I have this hunch in my gut that they're not going to exactly be on the side of the Republic for too long.
No, I agree. And so, we don't really know too much about, like, you know, what they're doing. And it's interesting because the one thing they're talking about, it doesn't seem like they're necessarily fighting in the war, because they give that whole antidote about Wrecker's talking about how he fought off, I don't know, whatever the alien is. On their last mission. It doesn't sound like they're having, like, military engagements with, like, I don't know, the separatists.
Yeah, there's something about, there's something up with them. Definitely.
Yeah.
I think this is like a 4-episode story arc, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is, which is exciting.
I think there's 3-4-episode story arcs, if I'm not.
Yeah.
If I think it's...
Which is kind of stressful, because we haven't really seen that in Clone Wars before. It's kind of been all over the place for the most part.
I kind of like it, though, because I feel like there was a few of them that were 3-4 episodes before, and I thought those were just really good story arcs. You know, you get Mortis is probably the most famous one I can think of, the most popular one.
Sure.
And I mean, imagine if that was only one episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it was 3, and thank goodness it was 3.
Yeah, very true, very true. So, what we have announced... let's see.
I think the next one is Ahsoka's arc, and then the last 4 are on Mandalore.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, and Ahsoka's arc should tie into Mandalore anyway.
It should.
Just because, I mean, you've read the Ahsoka novel, right?
Yeah. The beginning is her fighting Maul.
Right, exactly. And that's what we see in the trailer as well. So,
I'm assuming that's going to be last episode. That's my guess.
Yeah, I could see that. The pipe dream, and probably not that much of a pipe dream, but I really want to see, like, even if it's just like the very first part of it, I want to see Anakin and Obi-Wan arriving at the Battle of Coruscant.
Oh, God, yes.
In the Clone Wars style, like.
You know, what I really want to see is one final Anakin and Ahsoka. I don't know if it's going to
be... Well, you know we're going to get that. You know we're going to get another heartbreaking goodbye, I'll see you later. That, you know, the next time he sees her, they're fighting each other, like...
I would be it'd be cool if they did kind of like how they did Obi-Wan and Anakin in Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe something like that, where they think they're going to see each other here soon, and maybe he's kind of got that shadow over him. And
yeah,
it's very very simple.
I'm definitely excited for that,
because I think there shouldn't be like a goodbye. Clearly, because she ends up thinking he dies in Order 66, and it's going to hurt. I already know, as I'm sure most of us do.
It's going to hurt real bad.
We're getting sad thinking about it.
I read somewhere, and I'm not sure if it was in a trailer or if it was actually just someone talking, that maybe the whole Mortis stuff was going to come back a little bit.
That'd be interesting, because I'm curious as to how.
Yeah. Let me do a little Googling.
Google is fantastic.
So how'd you feel about the big, like, intrigue and driving story behind this episode and this arc?
For those of you that I'm assuming have all watched it because you're listening to this episode, Rex believes that Echo is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Echo was killed previously, as we saw on previous seasons of Clone Wars. But he believes he is alive because, the Separatists they know, like, what the plan is for the Republic ahead of time. And, you know, he's like, I drew up plans just like this with Echo. They're so similar.
Yeah.
I liked that whole driving thing. I think it's going to be kind of interesting how they go about this. My only issue was that it was, like, too obvious from, like, the first minute and a half how this was going to end.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty straightforward, really.
Which, I mean, for a kids show. Okay, cool. But, it dampened the big, the reveal at the end of his voice and all that.
Yeah.
But I like it. I think it's a cool little story. We'll see how the next three play out. I'm assuming he got brainwashed or something, is my guess.
I won't spoil it for you, but this whole arc was actually partially finished when Clone Wars was canceled.
Oh, okay.
So I actually do know what happens in this arc. It's pretty interesting. I'm not gonna tell you, but you
know what happens?
Well, yeah, I'd be more than happy with the surprise. So. But I've seen the unfinished footage of what happened. So
it's good.
It's good. I like it.
Okay. I'm excited. Part of me wants you to tell me, but I'll wait. I'll wait like a good boy.
At least
for the next
not on cast. Not on cast.
True.
I don't want to spoil it for all the fine people out there listening to our show.
Yes, definitely. So I thought all in all it was a super good episode.
Yeah. Lots of action. Lots of cool stuff. It was cool to see Admiral Trench again. As much as I hate him, he's a cool villain.
Yeah, I thought he's a very solid villain in the Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see him in live action, see how they would do that.
Yeah.
That'd be super interesting. I'm sure we'll get more Grievous. I haven't really thought about that. No one's really talked about that either.
Yeah, we'll probably get some more Grievous. We'll probably see Dooku at least once again.
I'd like to see the Chancellor, or I'd like to see Palpatine get kidnapped.
Yeah.
I think that would be... Not kidnapped.
I know I've mentioned it before. One of my favorite novels in Legends around that time was Labyrinth of Evil.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole book covers the couple of days leading up to the Battle of Coruscant, Grievous kidnapping the Chancellor. So I'd be curious to see how they do it in canon now, how much they change.
Does he know that he's the Emperor? No. Grievous does not,
no.
Right?
No, so basically Palpatine realizes, in the book anyway, the Jedi Council gets pretty close to uncovering who the Sith Lord is. And Palpatine's like, well, I gotta get out of here. How do I get out of here? So he, as Darth Sidious, orders General Grievous to kidnap Chancellor Palpatine.
Okay.
So he basically just uses his two different personas to extract him.
I love the evil Knivina.
But it's cool because you get to see, you get to read Grievous's Siege of Coruscant and seeing him actually, fighting Jedi. And there's this huge, pretty tense, chase scene. You know how Palpatine has that hideout in the works that he always meets with Dooku in?
Yeah.
Like the creepy industrial district. Well, he's got, some secret tunnels that lead back to his Senate apartment, which is not very subtle of him, but...
No, not at all. Not for everything else he does.
But the Jedi end up finding him, and it's this really tense chase scene where, if I remember correctly, he just barely... he's trying to run from the Jedi so they don't discover who he is. The Jedi are chasing who they know to be the Sith Lord. And then Grievous comes around the corner and, just grabs Palpatine, and the whole focus shifts. It's really very well done.
I really wish... I'm glad that's in a book, because all I'm imagining is, Palpatine with his hands in front of him, clawed out and be running away as, Jedi chase him, just running through these tunnels.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll be curious. I hope we get to see Sidious and his double lightsabers one more time, at least.
I don't think that's going to happen, but it would be very cool.
Just go all out on the last few episodes. Why not? I'm excited for the rest, though.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I know you said you liked it was a pretty solid episode for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no Mandalorian.
Sure. Well, yet. It's short, so
yeah,
I mean,
true.
There's that too. It's one thing to be able to watch all these arcs and like you were saying, watch three episodes in a row, and that's an hour. It's another thing to have to watch a 20 minute episode and then that's it until next week.
I haven't had this issue with the Clone Wars in the past.
I know,
I just
right?
Binged it all before. Same with Rebels.
I know.
Yeah, I thought it was a solid episode. I'm just really waiting for that Ahsoka stuff. I think once that hits, I'm sure it'll all lead into each other. I hope it's that kind of season where everything just kind of flows.
I agree.
Episode 2 this Friday. few days.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I don't know what that one's called. I want to say it's A Distant Echo. Okay, so if that's not a spoiler.
And then there's On the Wings of Kyrodax, and then Unfinished Business.
Okay.
And then we don't actually have names for most of the rest of the episodes this season yet. We do know episode 5 is called Gone with a Trace, and episode 6 is Deal or No Deal.
So Gone with a Trace, I'm assuming that's Ahsoka being...
Oh, there are a few like little blurbs about them.
I'm sure.
So the official description of that one is, Ahsoka befriends a pilot but must hide her Jedi past while trying to stop a dangerous droid.
So literally the Ahsoka book?
Yeah.
That's okay, I'm down with that.
And then that all kind of ties in with the Maul stuff, I guess, because Deal or No Deal's official description is, Trace makes a rash decision after learning what they are transporting is for the Pike Syndicate. So the Pikes will come back into it. And okay. if you remember correctly, the Pikes are part of Maul's Shadow Collective.
Yes. I'm excited.
Which I'm very curious to see, like, if we'll ever learn, like, at what point does Maul drop that name and assume Crimson Dawn, you know?
I would be surprised if they didn't, probably towards the end.
Maybe.
Or they'll do it where he makes some comment where, like, a Crimson Dawn is on the horizon.
Right, yeah.
I'll do something like that.
Very, like, Maul-esque.
Oh, Maul. So the Clone Wars Season 7, it's begun. It's here.
It is here. It's exciting.
This isn't the last new Star Wars that we really are expecting until, obviously, Project Luminous comes out here shortly, which I remember I sent you and Daniel it, I believe, or at least Daniel. They pushed the Thrawn book back to like October.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't like an error thing. It was just like a printing thing. I'm pretty convinced at this point that it has something to do with the announcement and the story.
You think so?
Because, I mean, they announced, if you look at the announcement, or I mean, the hints on the Luminous thing, it has like a few authors' names. Like it says Del Rey, Marvel, and that stuff. I would be surprised if it doesn't have something to do with that. Why?
So here's a question. I'm looking at the Project Luminous Wikipedia page, and it says details about the project are scheduled to be revealed in an event on February 24th of that year.
Yep.
Today is February 24th, Tyler.
Yep, 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Ah.
Yep. So tonight, I don't know where. That's all I know. And I don't know. I posted actually on the Carbonite Crew page today. There was a photo out. It says, "The Force is what gives a Jedi his power. It's an energy field created by all living things. ... Project Luminous."
Wow. I must have missed you posting that one.
So, and then under that it says Claudia Gray, Justina Ireland, Daniel Jose Older, Kevin Scott. Awesome. And Charles Soule.
Well, Charles Soule's really exciting. I mean, obviously so is Claudia Gray and Kevin Scott. Those are the three names I really know. But Charles Soule does all the Vader comic books.
Ooh, so it's almost guaranteed to...
Yeah, and the Wikipedia page says publishers are Del Rey, Disney, Lucasfilm Press, IDW Publishing, and Marvel Comics.
So it's got to be, and maybe it's just the start of something bigger like you had kind of mentioned earlier, which I would be totally down with.
My guess is that because Del Rey does most of the mainline, publishes most of the mainline Star Wars novels, and Disney Lucasfilm Press does primarily young readers books. IDW Publishing is another comic book publishing publisher. It does a lot of licensed stuff. As far as I can tell, let's see. Oh, they're the current holders of the Star Wars Juvenile Comics license. And then obviously Marvel does the rest of the comics. So my guess is we're going to get four concurrent things. We're going to get an adult comic book and an adult novel series, and then maybe one or two books and like a line of comics. And then we're going to get a junior novel, one or two, probably more because they usually pump out more of those. And we're also going to get a junior comic book run.
And you think it's all going to go together?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at the big multimedia projects that, you know, Lucasfilm has done in the past, you look at Shadows of the Empire in the 90s, if you look at the original Clone Wars multimedia project leading up to the Tarkovsky Clone Wars, which, again, I maintain is just incredible as well. It's always been like that. I mean, you look at Shadows of the Empire and you had a comic book, a novel, and a game. So, I mean, I definitely think there's a pretty good chance that they're going to have a lot of things going on. I'm interested that they're not, that it doesn't seem to be anything video game related. But like I said, that's probably not something that they can just whip up as quickly as they would be able to pull up in a, you know, a book or, you know, a comic book line.
I'm going off of this, just off of my memory. I'm not looking anything up. I'm trying to look something up, but it's not happening fast enough. I could be wrong, but I thought I remember them saying that they were going to announce maybe the new trilogy come, like, March or something. And part of me wonders if that's not going to be included in this announcement.
Well,
for the 2022 movie.
We'll know in 3 hours.
Well, yeah, we're almost there. Oh, my God, I'm excited. Like, I don't know how to feel about that line. The Force is through all living things until now. Like, what do you mean until now? That's what it is. That's what it's been since 77. I'm not trying to be, you know, that old stickler that's like, why are you changing something? But that's mm-hmm. that's a really big thing to mess with. Like, I don't,
sure.
So
yeah, no, I get you. I mean, I guess we'll see. I mean, and granted, like, not to just to play devil's advocate, but even Lucas wasn't completely happy with that explanation. That's why I introduced midichlorians. I mean, that's why we're always getting new crazy force things going on. Whether it's the Mortis gods or, you know, Rey and Kylo being a force dyad. You know, there's all kinds of stuff happening all the time. So I'm interested to see what they pull out of this, what this will be.
Well, we will know in a few short hours, and I'm sure you and I will be in communication about it when it gets reported. So
definitely. Definitely.
I'm excited. I don't know. That's the thing. Is, like, is there going to be a trailer? Is it just going to be like an announcement? Is there a video? Is it a live stream? Like, who knows? We don't even know how it's going to be announced.
Right. Right.
And this is all rumors. Like, there's nothing that's been like, oh, hey, tonight. Like, it's just all rumors.
How do you know it's at 7 p.m. then? Okay, here we go. Del Rey Star Wars Books Twitter account teased an image reveal. Mentioned the reveal event happening on Monday night. According to ABC's Clayton Sandell, details will start being released at 7 p.m.
That's who I was thinking
time.
There's no one knows. Is there? Let me look at this article and see if there's anything that says will finally be revealed Monday. What is exactly details start to be? Yeah, nothing. Oh, there's something else. This says, oh my God, I hate the internet sometimes. To firm things up a bit further, Michael Siglaine, the creative director of Lucasfilm Publishing, also took to Twitter saying tonight, finally, keep an eye on StarWars.com for all the details.
Okay, well, so that's pretty final.
I will keep an eye out on StarWars.com for details. Thank you, Michael. Uh-huh. I'm excited.
And we will, I'm sure, be reporting about those details and our takes on it.
Yeah, definitely. If there's anything super important, I know we can just hop on real quick for 10 minutes and do something
definitely tomorrow
or something. I'm not.
Definitely.
But yeah, I'm happy with this Clone Wars episode. I want to give a big shout out while it's on my mind to AtCon, All Things Con here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, hosted by Sweet So Geek. It was a totally fun time. We did a live panel, you, me, and Daniel.
It was excellent.
With another fine group of podcasters called I'm Dead Inside. So if you listen to podcasts, go check them out. The podcast is basically about nothing. Think Seinfeld. So they were great guys to meet. Had a great time with them talking and discussing. That episode will be out very shortly for everyone to listen to. And
if you check out our Facebook, there's actually a live video of it as well.
The live video is up, yes. Audio soon to follow, if not up already by now. And I had a great time. I know the next panel I think we will be on, as far as my schedule in my head goes, is Indie Pop Con.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of the date, so I'll plug that later again in another time.
We will keep you posted on that, definitely.
But yeah, until then, guys, thanks for listening. Stay tuned, keep watching those Clone Wars, and may the Force be with you.